This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحابته ومن تبعه إلى يوم الدين الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. Praise be to Allah. To Him belongs all praise. We praise Him. We seek His help, guidance, and His forgiveness. We seek refuge and protection of Allah from the bad that's inside us, as we seek His protection and refuge from the bad, our bad deeds. Know that one who is guided by Allah, they are truly guided. One who is left to go astray will not find a guide or a protector or a helper after that. And I bear witness that there is no God but the one true God, the creator of the heavens and the earth and all that is between them. He has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad, peace and prayers of Allah be upon him, is his slave and messenger. God is the greatest. God is the greatest. God is the greatest. There is no God but the one true God. God is the greatest. God is the greatest. And all praise and gratitude indeed belong to him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, while mentioning the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam, وَقَالَ إِنِّي ذَاهِبٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ رَبِّي هَبْ لِي مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ فَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِغُلَامٍ حَلِيمٍ فلما بلغ معه السعي قال يا بني إني أرى في المنام أني أذبحك فانظر ماذا ترى قال يا أبت افعل ما تؤمر ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصابرين فلما أسلما وتله للجبين وناديناه أن يا إبراهيم قد صدقت الرؤيا إنا كذلك نجزي المحسنين إنا هذا لهو البلاء المبين وفديناه بذبح عظيم وتركنا عليه في الآخرين سلام على إبراهيم. Ibrahim alayhi salam, after his trials with the fire, prays to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him pious, righteous offspring, hoping that they will follow in his guidance and his footsteps. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so we gave him the glad tidings of a young man who would be forbearing. And when he reached the age where he could help his father, so he's become a young man really, not a child toddler running around. Then Ibrahim alayhi salam says to his son, my dear son, I've seen in a vision that I'm ordered to sacrifice you. Consider, what do you think? And Ismail alayhi salam says, my dear father, do what you are commanded. You will find me, inshallah, from those who are patient and steadfast, in willing to be sacrificed. This is not an application for every child and father and mother today. These are prophets who are talking. Yeah, Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam. Some say that Ibrahim alayhi salam made a mistake. Na'udhu billah min dhalik. That he wasn't meant to, it was just a vision. And that's why the ram replaced it. This is nonsense against the story of the Quran. Because Allah SWT says, Inna hadha lahu al bala'ul mubeen. In these ayats, then surely in this was a clear, manifest trial, a great trial. People say, oh, how could Allah order a child to be sacrificed? No, this was only an order to be tested by Imamun Nas, tested by from Ibrahim alayhi salam, who was made as Imam for the whole of humanity. So he was given the greatest of these trials. فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا. And when they both submitted, not Ibrahim alayhi salam only, but Ismail alayhi salam as well. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls out, and we called out, oh Ibrahim, you have fulfilled your vision. Well, if you got it wrong, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be saying, sorry, you got it all wrong. Let me correct you. La ilaha illallah. These people who come out with some of these ideas, far from the meaning of the Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ. And we exchanged it. He fulfilled it because he was on the verge of slaughtering his son. He'd done it with every intention, every purpose. Fulfilled the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah saved and stopped right in the nick of time and replaced it with a big sacrifice, as they say, of a ram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِ فِي الْآخِرِينَ. And we left his commemoration for those people to come, generation after generation, till this day, dear brothers and sisters, we remember and commemorate Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son, do we not? As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself is ordered and said in the Quran, قُلْ إِنَّا هَدَانِي رَبِّي إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ دِينًا قِيَمًا مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَبِذَلِكَ أُمِرْتُ وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Another part of the Quran, Allah says to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, say, surely my Lord has guided me to the straight path, a way of life which is upright, the religion of Ibrahim, the religion of Abraham, Millata Ibrahim Hanifa, the upright one. And he was not from amongst those who was idol worshippers, who took idols. Say, surely my prayer and my sacrifice, my living and my dying, are all for Allah, Lord of the worlds, and he has no partners. This is what I have been ordained and ordered, and I am the first of those who submit to this order. And we say, in following Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are those who submit to this order. This order of praising and making our lives all revolve around Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Lord of the worlds. Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati. Yeah, people say, oh, how's religion in everything? Actually, Allah, for believers, he needs in everything. In our rejoicing, in our sadness, in our moments of trial, in our moments of sleep, waking, eating, drinking. Yeah, this is the meaning of, surely my prayer and my sacrifice, my living and dying is for Allah, Lord of the worlds, is it not, brothers and sisters? Yeah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, في حديث الذي أخرجه البخاري عن البراء بن عازب قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن أول ما نبدأ به في يومنا هذا أن نصلي ثم نرجع فننهر ومن فعل ذلك فقد أصاب سنتنا. And the hadith carries on. Prophet said, on Eid day like this, Eid al-Adha, hadith which is reported in the Bukhari, saying that the first thing we begin with on this day is by praying our salah, Salatul Eid, subhanallah, as we are gathered, oh Muslims, dear brothers and sisters. Then we return and we do our sacrifice after that. Whoever does this has followed our sunnah, our way, the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that's the way we follow, brothers and sisters. That is the way. Eid al-Adha is linked with the sacrifice and the commemoration of Ibrahim alayhi salam, as revived by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, links us with the Hujjaj. Look at that commemoration of that sacrifice. It's a sacrifice which is symbolic. وقال الله تعالى لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم. It is not the blood and the meat and the flesh that reaches Allah. That's for us to eat and to feed and to share, is it not? Not to waste and throw away, of course, but it is the taqwa from you, the God consciousness, the willingness to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to worship Him alone. That is what is reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sacrifice is symbolic of us saying, like Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that we are willing to sacrifice anything for you, Ya Allah, to stay on your Siratul Mustaqim. That is what it is symbolic of. That we will not stop worshipping you alone. That we will not stop praying five times a day and fasting in Ramadan and remembering and praising you and staying away from sin and being beware of Satan. This is what the promise of sacrifice and representation of sacrifice is. Eid is a day of that rejoicing. After the sacrifice, it is a day, both Eids, as the Prophet ﷺ said, of eating and drinking, of celebrating, of being happy and rejoicing. These are our days of sharing gifts, sharing love and kindness, of happiness. In that, eating, of course, doesn't mean that we eat to an extent that we collapse or are vomiting afterwards. Drinking, we're allowed. Subhanallah, people focus on khamar and alcohol that we're not allowed to drink. Think of all the other multitude of drinks that we can drink, which are the vast majority. And praise and thank Allah. Eid day is that day of celebration and happiness. It includes in it a day as even Ummahatul Mu'mineen, Aisha radiallahu anha, with two young Ansari women, are playing the musical instrument, drums, on the day of Eid in the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, singing songs for enjoyment. Songs not saying Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. The songs were from Jahiliya, from about the Battle of Bu'ad, but they didn't have a bad meaning. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, here we don't follow, even we have the greatest of love and regard for the father of Aisha radiallahu anha, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, but we follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who said, "Khalihinna, hadha yomuna yomul Eid, di Abu Bakr. Leave them alone. Let them carry on singing and playing the music. This day of ours is the day of Eid." So some people get very uncomfortable when I say that. When I say music and song, it rules out the majority of the music and song that we hear on the pop charts, I'm afraid, because they're full of filthy words. It's not the music that's the problem. Oh, filthy videos. So avoid the filthy videos. Avoid the filthy words. Choose songs that have some good meaning. Doesn't have to be dhikr. And intertwined in all that, brothers and sisters, is also in rejoicing. In rejoicing, Eid didn't come for us to go and spend it in the mosque. Eid is not a funeral day. So we don't sit back in the couch at home saying, "Oh, the time has come for me to die. Maybe I won't see another Eid." It is not a funeral. Some people say it is sunnah to go to the graveyard on Eid day. Actually, it is not sunnah to go to the graveyard on Eid day. There is nothing authentic about that. To choose specifically Jummah or Eid day as a day of visiting the Qubur is not from the sunnah. It is not from the... To do it, it's fine, because you can visit the grave any time. But to specify that day is against the sunnah, actually. Eid day is not a day of lamentation. Eid day is a day of happiness and rejoicing. It is not a day, but a day not to be so happy and rejoicing and eat and drink so merrily that you forget to do dhikr of Allah when you say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, and not to forget your salah. Some people organize, and I'll finish. Probably some of you are burning in the sun. Now we're complaining about the sun. The British and the British weather, you know, we're never happy, are we? As the weather is changeable, so are we. Anyway, some people organize on Eid days, come to the Eid disco for a dance and a drink and have drugs. It's on posters. It's unbelievable. There is nothing so far from contradiction than this. Yeah, that is not the kind of celebration I'm talking about, of course, brothers and sisters. Or racing up and down Wilmslow Road to try and see who can do it fastest, endangering your life and the life of others, just to show off with your dad's flashy car. Plenty from Hale maybe do that as well, because that's where all the flashy cars are, and Wilmslow. But that's not what Eid is about. So Eid is about still celebrating. The Prophet ﷺ said in Hadith of Hanzala, Sa'a wa sa'a, ya Hanzala. There's a time for this and a time for that. So this is not a funeral day. This is not a day to confine yourself in the masjid. Nay, it is not a day of fasting. It is haram to fast on Eid day. Yet you're rejoicing, and your zikr and your eating and drinking, brothers and sisters, is ibadah before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah chose this day for us to do this. Allah chose this day for us. So don't feel guilty when you're eating nice food. Don't feel guilty when you're having a laugh and a happiness. All that which is legitimate. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us from all that which He hates and dislikes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us on Siratul Mustaqim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us goodness and happiness in this world and especially in the hereafter. Forgive us our sins on this day of acceptance and forgiveness. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Walillahi alhamd. God is the greatest, God is the greatest, God is the greatest. There is no God but the one God, Allah. God is the greatest, God is the greatest. And to Him belongs all praise and gratitude. Dear brothers and sisters, Eidun Mubarak. Kullu aam antum bikhayr. Taqabbalallahu minna wa minkum. I was going to say, embracing each other. Well, Boris thinks it's all right, but the virus hasn't made an agreement with Boris, so I urge caution. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I put you off, haven't I? Oh, you can say it to me, that's my grandson.
Just a load of words
jumbled up.
As
always,
Rajul Anis.
Mashal.
My wife mentioned you yesterday.
Nice to see you. Assalamu alaikum, Eid Mubarak, boys. Assalamu alaikum. I hope I didn't bore you too much.
Whoa!
I didn't realize anybody could hear, so I had to shout.
Flashbacks of the environment.
Sorry, we've come for that. They're sort of halfway within Spain. We don't go in the red list, otherwise we've had it.
Good. Okay.